Yes, Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivesesa Sunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare All the spiritual cultures which are there in the world, in different places of this planet, not only our own Vedic culture and our own movement, has always aimed at transforming the human being, transforming or uplifting him, giving him tools how to progress in his growth. And also my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, has mentioned in one of his books, it's in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, that the whole process of Krishna consciousness is aimed at the transformation of the heart. The subject, transformation, is really at the core, at the essence of a spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada wrote, I have this written down here, the whole process of spiritual culture is aimed at changing the heart. When I give classes in yoga studios the world over, I said, a yogi who comes home after doing yoga and kicks his dog in the behind has misunderstood the process. You know, when you keep your ego, your aggression, your desires the same, then you have not really benefited from your spiritual process and might have to start again at the foundations. I made this realization, this painful realization for me, maybe 25 or 30 years ago. Those who know me know it is not possible for me to remember numbers. I had not really changed, I had kept my old attachments more or less. Yes, I was now known person in our movement, and I had opened many temples in Germany. I had given many lectures, appeared on many TV programs, but if I was honest with myself, I had not really changed inside. And that made me, or awakened my interest in how can the transformation of the heart take place? What is there to do? No? That came, that desire came in my heart. A little later, I made a stunning realization. It was something which really kept me thinking. I was in Berlin at that time. We had a wonderful temple. We were once a week in the TV, and it was really going very well. And I had forgotten about the subject, transforming my heart, because it was really going so well. There were so many. I was invited for breakfast to the mayor, the Bürgermeister, had me zum Frühstück eingeladen. I thought, wow! And then I saw something which again brought my attention back to the subject, personal transformation. It was a little funny. I was translating a lecture of Harikesh Maharaj at that time. Many still remember him. He was speaking in English and to his audience, and I was sitting in the back of the audience, you know, where the picture is there, and I was translating simultaneously as he was progressing in his lecture in German. And those who could not understand English had a headset on and listened to the translation. So as I was translating, I saw something which caught my attention, because it was so shocking that I stopped speaking. The lecturer said, "Hey, what happened with our German translation?" And I said, "Sie ist in Ohnmacht gefallen, die Übersetzung. Our translation has just fainted." You might be curious to hear what made me stop translating. Well, very simple. Just before me, there was a young man dressed in black leather. He was a punk. You could see his very yellow hair. It was in spikes, and he had razor blades and needles and everything in his face. His eyes were decorated, you know, with a black ointment. You know, he really looked right out of the underworld. That was a rite that you see every day in Berlin at that time. Now I do not see any longer, but then it was popular. But so he was lying, his head was towards me, his feet towards the speaker, but all of a sudden two rats came out of his jacket. And these one were not nice, beautiful rats from the zoo shop, you know, the animal shop. They were really these ugly rats from the channel, you know, from the Abwasserkanal. They looked mean, these rats. They looked dangerous. They looked full of bacteria. And they had come out of his jacket, and he knew them by name. He started to speak to them, and they were peaceful, and then they disappeared under his jacket again. Wow, I thought. And I could not translate any longer. Then I continued. It was half a year later, I was at the German farm, and I visited the cow barn, where the cows were. And I was greeted by a cowherd man. He had an overall, you know, the dress. He was full with cow dung, but he looked very effulgent. He was clean-shaved, and he smiled. And when he smiled, I saw in the front a few black teeth. They were colored black. And I... "Are you from Berlin?" "Yes, man." "Did we see each other in that lecture?" "Yes." "And what are you doing now?" He said, "I'm a devotee of Krishna." He spoke in very nice English. He was from Australia, I learned. He said that something had happened to him after the class, a spiritual experience, and that made him question his old ways, and he started on his new path. Now, I don't know, Satya, ich weiß nicht, ob das gut geht mit uns. Wir müssen uns also entscheiden, entweder ich spreche und du schweigst, oder ist das Satya oder ist das jemand anderes? Ist jemand anderes? Oh ja. I don't know when the child, you know, we have to, we will need a meditative atmosphere, unfortunately. I think there is a loudspeaker outside in the hall. I hope. No, she wants to stay. Well, let's try again. But sprecht ihr Deutsch oder Englisch? Beides. If the child, wenn das Kind so ein bisschen unruhig wird, dann würde ich spielen mit ihm und ihm Freude machen. Nicht? Das fühlt sich, glaube ich, hitzig, und eine Elternpflicht ist, für das Wohl des Kindes eine schöne Atmosphäre aufzusuchen. Gut. Für euch ist das eine schöne Atmosphäre. Philosophie für das Kind ist es schiere Langeweile. Also ihr müsst euch... Gut. So. And I asked that him, so you are now a devotee of Krishna? And he said, well, externally I am. I have shaved up, I'm doing service. But I have understood that the punk from Berlin is still in my heart. I will need to do something to transform my heart. I said, I'm very interested whether or not you are successful. And he wrote me a few years later that he had gone back to Australia, that he really felt his heart was changing, that something was happening. The spiritual process was really working. He lost his old aggressive nature, and he had become a friend of other living beings. And my dear audience, this is really the point. Yes, please. In the microphone. Yes, like this. Good, 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 good. Thank you. Thank you, Purushottam. Purushottam Krishna, ne? Yeah? Purushottam Krishna. Nicht Krishna. Doch schon Krishna, aber Purushottam. So I will speak a little bit louder. The question which we have to ask ourselves first is, are we serious in our spiritual life or not so serious? And if we say, yes, this is really important for me, then we are ready to ask the second question. What actually does a transformation of the heart mean? It's a good word, but what does it mean? What actually changes? And if you look in the scriptures, the first thing which changes is your ego is transformed. That is, you get a new sense of identity. You begin to understand, I'm not a German in my case. I'm not this construction which I have made about myself, the feelings, wills, and interests. I am actually a spiritual being. And this, if you just hear the philosophy, is only a philosophical concept. But if you transform your heart, your identity will, a sense of identity will be different. And that means you are no longer identifying with this, but you are beginning to understand, I am a servant of, I'm a soul, and more so, I'm a servant of Krishna. At a very, very elevated state, you will even find out what that particular identity is. It will surprise you, maybe. It will be for sure totally different than what you ever thought you are. This transformation of the heart has to start here, transformation of identity. Transforming us, this is what Prabhupada also said, from a person who is wrongly identified with the body into an eternal servant of Krishna. At least you have to have some glimpse, some little understanding, some idea, some hint. I remember Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. You know, this is a poet and a really genius. He said, at the end of his life, he said, I am now firmly convinced that I am a spark of that eternal fire of which my senses have only a faint idea. And I know the duty of this life or any future life will be to increase this spark into a burning flame. Könnt ihr das verstehen, was ich... Ich versuche so richtig Englisch zu sprechen. Ja, man kann mich verstehen. So we have to get more clear about who we are. It cannot be a speculation any longer, or like it is found in spiritual institutions and religious institutions, just a concept, a philosophical concept. The next thing is, your desires have to change. You have to see that, I was leading this type of life. Now I very strongly want to live a more spiritually oriented life. I have spoken with some of you, and I've seen that since the last time I spoke with them, their desires have really changed. If you are a little bit, let me say, trained, you can really see when someone changes by seeing if their desires change. But I have seen also many during this visit in Switzerland, not many, some who have not changed and who are not aware even that a change is now the next step which they need to do. Transformation of the heart means also new thoughts or new reactions. It means new activities ultimately it means new dreams also, you're just different, and then a new life. I saw someone who has transformed in my last, it was 2 years ago in Vrindavan. I was sitting under a tree and I was meditating there on the Hare Krishna mantra, you know, chanting, japa meditation. And all of a sudden I felt a pleasant shower on my head. It had been very hot, so I greeted this shower at first until I looked upwards. It was a monkey who had aimed his private pipe on me and who was giving me the full shower, And this was so humiliating for me, because it takes a long time to get the monkey urine out of the cloth. It really smells bad. Ooh, it really smells bad. And I thought, oh no. And for a moment, I lost my temper. I did what I had learned, what they do in Braj. I took a brick, means Ziegelstein, and was just about to throw it at the monkey and his pipe. Then I thought, this is not good. You know, he was probably first here, and then you came, and this is not nice. And then I saw a sadhu, means a saintly person. He was coming to me. He smiled at me because he had seen the whole interaction which had taken place. And he said to me, "I have umbrella." So I thought he had transformed his heart. He was not angry any longer. He was looking at the world different. When a monkey does this to you, don't get angry, get an umbrella. That was his wisdom. He looked at the world differently than we Westerners and than many people of India, you know. I only did what everyone wanted to do, what everyone does. They always, when something happens, they take a brick or a stone and, you know, they... But I thought this was from a better vision, from a better perspective, this reaction. It was from a more kind heart, a more compassionate heart, a more transformed heart. So the question, of course, is now how to affect the transformation of the heart. First of all, I must tell you, it's not easy. There are many, many examples in the spiritual literature of yogis who tried so hard to transform their hearts, especially in relationship to sex desire. That is always mentioned in the scriptures. But who were not immediately successful. I remember a Christian monk, Augustinus. After he had started his Christian path, anyways, let's take example from our tradition, because it's more generous to remain in one's tradition when one finds stories of failure. There was Subari Muni. He was such a yogi. He lived on a hill by the Yamuna, but for his meditation, he went inside the Yamuna. He sat at the bottom of this river. He could stop his breath for many hours, and he meditated. So once when he saw two fishes engaging in a romantic affair right before his eyes, he became sexually aroused. And he, therefore, when the material emotions and material desires started to wake up in him, he could no longer keep the concentration of the mind, which is necessary in order to hold the breath for so many hours without taking harm, that he had to rise to the service of the Yamuna. And he was very distressed. He thought, I cannot continue my yoga practice. And he went and he eventually married not one wife, not two wives, not three, but 50, which was okay at that time, because he could expand in 50 forms. He was a yogi, he was not a beginner. He used his mystic power in this way. He built with his mystic potency huge castles, palaces, parks, and he had a very, let me say, extensive, how do you say, ausschweifendes materielles Leben, material life. So at the end, he called all his wife together. At the end means when he was older. And he asked them a question. Are you satisfied with this life? Are you satisfied with what I gave you? His wife looked at him, because they knew what was coming. His wife had tears in his eyes. And then the yogi spoke. Sobhari Rishi said, I am very dissatisfied and discontent inside. And he spoke a verse, which I think is very nice. I wrote it down. One is not satisfied with material gratification, like fire never ceases, it never stops, if one supplies it with drops of fat. In fact, if one supplies and nourishes a fire, it only becomes bigger. So my desires have not become less, they have become much, much more, and therefore I'm constantly disturbed. So the question for you is, obviously, what can I really do to transform my heart? And the ancient scriptures give us an analogy. They say, just like copper can be transformed into pure gold by a certain alchemical process, in the same way, a person, even though he is not golden pure, he is not, can be transformed simply by the initiation process. Now, many of you smile, I'm initiated. Wow, I thought now you would tell me something difficult. I thought you would tell me I have to change my life, but no, I'm initiated. I'm already all right. And the answer to this is, you are in a great illusion about the process. Initiation entails something much more than a name-giving ceremony. There are five things which you have to observe. One is called Urdhva Pundra. You must every day work at your spiritual upliftment. Tapa, you must be willing to do some austerities, some renunciation in order to move forward. Yajna, you must sacrifice something. You must maybe go to do something for a spiritual mission. And mantra, you must chant your mantras without fail in which you are initiated. Then only the process works. Otherwise, it's a farce, something which is not real. So all these processes, my dear devotees, have taken in this age of Kali, let me say, they have taken shelter in one single process. And I would like to end my lecture by talking about this. See, when I discovered that I had not changed, when I was pained by my lack of inner transformation, I decided to make a serious inquiry how this can be, how I could move into the onto the next level. And I found out, it took me a year to study our scriptures, to talk with advanced devotees. I found out that in the age of Kali, that's where we sit now, all the processes of meditation, of yajna, of tapa, nama, of mantra, ud, vapundra, all these traditional processes have given their shaktis into one practice. This practice must be practiced with a simple little skill, that is, with full attention, and then this practice affects the, how do you say, it affects the full transformation of the heart. The Hari Bhakti Vilas speaks about this process. It says a certain the initiation process works to transform our heart, just like alchemy, that's a certain process, makes turns copper into gold. And this process really is to chant the holy name of the Lord with full attention. That is the process. But mark the word attention. You have to bind your restless mind to each single name as you are chanting it. And then the name will act as an upaya. Upaya means a vehicle, like an airplane or a car, which brings you from the material platform to the spiritual platform. And my dear devotees, since I have some little faith, I'm a beginner on this path, I must admit, I'm not very far, but since I have a little faith in this, I see miracles in my life. I know many more miracles will come, but I see really miracles in my life. If you ask me now, has something happened to you? I must say, yes. There are areas where there's improvement required, but from what happened so far, I can say with 100% security that even these areas which are not yet satisfactory will very soon or will eventually become purified, and the light of spiritual understanding will be in the whole personality. Now it's in some parts, but it will go to all other parts as all. And this is something so exciting for me, and so, I should say, wonderful for me, that I can only say, please try this. But I really do know one thing. You need to really become a scientist in the chanting of the holy name. You can't make it like anything else. See, once my spiritual master said to one of his devotees, Krishna consciousness is so simple that you might miss it. You might overlook it. Have you ever been in the situation that you looked for 1 hour for your wristwatch? You don't know, actually, we cannot say that it's 1 hour. I'm saying for a long time, and then you find it right on your writing table where you have looked many, many times, but you have overlooked it. Have you been in this situation? I constantly lose my bridge word. Now I know the mantra. You just say Om Hanumate Swaha. What was it? Om Hanumate Namaha. And you find somehow then the recognition comes into your mind. But I used to lose this bridge word. It comes from Switzerland. It's good. I overlooked it so many times, and I think we are like this in Kali Yuga. We are overlooking things. We don't see the point really. And many of you were not at the retreat, so I can tell my joke again. You know, it's about overlooking things which are right before your eyes. There was this. Should I tell it or not?
Yes.
Well, you heard it already. No. I'm not sure. I think it is not. It's not appropriate in the temple room to tell this joke. If you want to know, you can ask me privately. You have heard it already, so you are always saying yes, and because you are enthusiastic by nature. The point is very simple. We are sometimes missing the point, and when it comes to chanting, we miss it very often. It's not just singing. It means you are there and you are 100% there, or at least you try, and then the mantra starts working. When you are absent, the mantra comes here, but there's no one to purify. He's at the moment in a problem, thinking of a problem. You know, the chanter is not at home at the moment. So this can be done. And I would love to end this little presentation by requesting Gokrishna to chant. I will request Advaita Acharya, Advaita Singha. Wenn wir schneller dann spielen, Karis, dann solltest du uns joinen, aber vorher noch nicht. Ne? So, is there a Madanga player? Madanga player is in the kitchen, I think. No, someone who knows. Avesh knows? Aveshji. You must play Madanga today.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
All together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you so much from my heart that you will be able to experience, I will have to be a little louder, that you will be able to experience the transformative power of the Bhakti Shakti. When we speak of transformation of the heart, please do not lose courage. It's not expected that you do this difficult task on your own, by yourself, with your limited or high qualifications. No, bhakti is so wonderful because there is a certain energy in the bhakti and the processes of the bhakti. It's called the Chladini and Samvit Shaktis. And these two become activated when you engage in the processes of bhakti yoga, of which the chanting is the first and the foremost. If it is said in India, it's more difficult to move a person's character than to move the Himalaya mountains. It is known it is a hard job. And so on our own strengths, we cannot do this. But with God's strings, with Krishna's strings, or with Radha's strings. It's very, very, very easily possible. Bhakti Devi, the goddess of Bhakti, is an expansion of Srimati Radharani, the very close and dear associate of Lord Krishna. And in this Bhakti Shakti, there's all this energy required to do this transformation. And I like very much the description of Bhakti Shakti. It is knowledge, spiritual knowledge, which comes to you. But then it's a certain, Kladini Shakti is a joyful thing. Out of joy, I can even go into the kitchen. I do not like the kitchen work, you know. I'm always, when I was a monk, a brahmachari monk, and had to do kitchen seva, it was very difficult for me to stay in the kitchen. It is not my nature. I have two left hands. It doesn't work. But I remember once I was at very dear, and Vaishnava came from a distant country, and I went out of joy into the kitchen, and even I could cook. Yes, out of joy, out of spiritual ecstasy, joy. You can transform easily the things which are there, which require to be transformed and made into something else. So all this Bhakti Shakti is in this holy name. When you chant, and either Japa or Kirtan, with full attention, avoiding obviously the obstacles of the 10 offenses, then it's very good. I wish you all the best. I will not be here tomorrow morning very early. I have to fly to Sweden with Gaur Krishna. We have a wonderful gathering of people who come from London at the Almvigsgård farm, and a farm right in the countryside. It is many elks live there, have taken shelter there. And it will be a very important meeting. A few spiritual leaders come there who are organizing schools and many spiritual projects, and we plan a spiritual revolution there. So let's see if this is blessed by Krishna. I was very happy that I can, on my way from the mountains to the glaciers, no, Sweden is now, to the Swedish forests, that I could stop here. And I wish you all the best. May Krishna bless you. May the holy name bless you. May you keep this wonderful temple, which is inspiring so many people, has been the birthplace of so many serious spiritual devotees. May you maintain this as you do, and bring it further. And I do hope to come more often to Switzerland. I always, each time I look at my wristwatch, I think Switzerland. So I must come. All the best for you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.